Life isn't something to be taken for granted or postponed until some future milestone. It's nothing less than a magnificent gift that deserves our full attention. This realization often comes too late for many of us. After loss, after crisis, after we've spent decades confusing our jobs with our lives. But what if we could embrace this wisdom now? What if today could be the day we stop merely existing and start truly living? When Anna Quinlan, the mother, died of ovarian cancer, she was just 19. This profound loss divided her existence into before and after, fundamentally altering how she viewed everything that followed. The swiftness with which her mother's illness progressed, from diagnosis to death in mere months, hammered home the precarious nature of our existence. This perspective shift is something many of us only achieve after facing similar losses. We move through our days assuming there will always be more time, more chances to connect, to appreciate, to live fully. But those who have experienced profound loss develop an acute awareness that transforms their approach to living. Simple pleasures, a child's laughter, morning sunlight through windows, conversations with friends take on new significance. The smell of coffee brewing, the warmth of a familiar embrace, even mundane routines become sacred rituals. Don't confuse your life with your job. One is merely part of the other. We live in a world that defines success narrowly through professional achievements and status symbols. We focus so intently on building impressive resumes that we forget they provide little comfort during life's most challenging moments. Living fully means being present for the entire spectrum of human experience, not just the productive, profitable parts. Consider what you'll remember at life's end. Few wish they'd spent more hours at the office or accumulated more possessions. Instead, they cherish memories of connections, experiences, and moments of meaning when they were fully present. Your real resume consists of being a good mother, a good wife, a good friend to the people who want me in their corner. Success is about showing up, listening, and laughing, qualities rarely featured in professional biographies, but essential to a well-lived life. This doesn't mean abandoning ambition, but expanding our definition of success to include relationships, joy, and life's simple pleasures. When was the last time you truly noticed the world around you? Not through a screen or while multitasking, but with your full attention. One of the greatest skills we can cultivate is the ability to notice, to pay attention to the beauty that surrounds us daily, but often goes unobserved. This kind of noticing requires intention. It means slowing down enough to observe the details that make life rich. The changing colors of autumn leaves, a loved one's expression, the taste of a home-cooked meal. These moments contain joy we miss when rushing through life on autopilot. A powerful lesson comes from an unlikely source, a homeless man at Coney Island who taught Quinlan to look at the view. This simple instruction contains profound wisdom. No matter our circumstances, there is always a view worth noticing if we train ourselves to see it. The practice of noticing transforms ordinary experiences into extraordinary ones. A walk becomes an opportunity to observe nature's patterns. A meal becomes a chance to appreciate flavors, and a conversation becomes a moment of genuine connection. We live in an age of unprecedented comfort, yet widespread dissatisfaction persists. Despite enjoying luxuries our grandparents considered unattainable, we've somehow found the glass half empty. This paradox stems from misalignment between expectations and appreciation. As material circumstances improve, expectations rise accordingly, creating the hedonic treadmill, our tendency to quickly return to baseline happiness despite major life changes. Modern life bombards us with images of idealized existence, perfect homes, bodies, relationships, and careers, fostering a sense that our lives fall short. Social media amplifies this by presenting curated versions of others' lives that make our realities seem inadequate. The path beyond this paradox lies in developing awareness and gratitude. Life is good, not in some cosmic way, but in its small component parts. This offers a practical approach to overcoming modern discontent by training ourselves to notice and appreciate specific details. Flowers blooming, children sitting close, the way light falls across your kitchen table in the morning. In our modern world, perhaps nothing is more valuable or more squandered than our time and attention. How we allocate these precious resources determines the quality of our lives. As poet Gwendolyn Brooks wrote, "Exhaust the little moment, soon it dies." This captures a profound truth. Our moments, once passed, cannot be reclaimed. The way we spend our time reflects our true priorities, regardless of what we claim to value. Many of us say we prioritize relationships or well-being, yet our calendars tell a different story, filled with busy work, mindless scrolling, and draining obligations. Our attention shapes our experience of life. When physically present but mentally elsewhere, we miss opportunities for connection, joy, and meaning. With limited days and hours of focused attention available, we must ask, does this activity align with what I truly value? Generosity forms a cornerstone of a happy life. Being generous with your good fortune, whether material resources, time, or attention, enriches both giver and recipient. This practice extends beyond occasional charitable donations to moving through the world with an open heart. True generosity begins with awareness of our own good fortune. Despite life's challenges, recognizing our blessings counters entitlement and fosters gratitude. Generous living manifests in many ways: financial contributions, acts of kindness, offering undivided attention, or sharing knowledge without expectation. It includes being generous with forgiveness, understanding, and giving others the benefit of the doubt. Research consistently shows that generosity benefits the giver as much as the recipient, linking generous behaviors with increased happiness, improved health, stronger social connections, and greater longevity. These benefits come from developing generosity as a habitual practice rather than occasional grand gestures. You alone have custody of your life, your entire existence, heart and soul included. This custody grants the freedom to define what matters and the responsibility to align your choices accordingly. Finding your path begins with honest self-reflection. What brings genuine joy rather than fleeting pleasure? What energizes you? What relationships nurture your spirit? These questions require your authentic responses, not others' prescriptions. Life's imperfections don't diminish its value. Like cherishing a handmade gift despite its flaws, we can appreciate life despite its messiness. This acceptance allows us to work with reality rather than fighting against it. Embracing life involves cultivating gratitude, developing the habit of noticing what's good, beautiful, or meaningful in our experience. While we can't control all circumstances, we can control our responses. Moving through days with awareness and appreciation, fully embracing life rather than merely enduring it, may be the most powerful determinant of a happy life.